Habakkuk, Perek, Gimel, Pasuk Yud Aleph. Speaking of the great heavenly bodies that testify to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and his relationship with Klal Yisrael, Shemesh Yoreach Amad Zavula. The sun and the moon stood in their dwellings. So they stood still in their abode, in the place where they belong. When Yehoshua led Klal Yisrael against the Canaanim and the sun and moon stopped in their place up in the heavens, so this is, again, one of the great miraculous moments in Jewish history. So we're taking a tour of all of the history of the Jewish people that brought us to the point where Habakkuk said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, aren't you going to punish the wicked? Hashem says, pay attention to your history class. I always like that. La'or chitzecha yahalechu. To the light of your arrows, they go. So the lighted arrows are hailstones that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hailed down on the Canaanim in the war with Gibeon. Also mentioned in Yehoshua Perek Yud. There's no mention of lightning, but hail and lightning fall together. So there's your light, lit up arrows, and here's the lightning. Lenoga birak chanisecha. In the brightness of the lightning of your spear. So nature itself is being used as God's weaponry to assist Klal Yisrael in what the Goyim insist is a natural conflict between nations. Although the Germans, I was just reading a piece by Nietzsche, the Jews confounded a lot of different nations because the Jews were not considered a nation in the same way as the others. If we're a nation, where's our homeland? And we're talking now back in the 1930s in the time of Golos, when Eretz Yisrael was still way outside our grasp for 1900 years already by that point. So we're not a conventional people. They call us white people when they want to talk about colonialization. They call us inferior people when it's the colonizers talking about us. Nobody wants to claim Klal Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, no problem. I claimed you already. You're mine. You don't need Britain to have a mandate to accept you. You don't need the UN to pass any resolution on your behalf. The Holocaust was so rough that they suspended that temporarily. Long enough for the miraculous time when Eretz Yisrael became a part of Klal Yisrael's heritage in the modern era. It's unbelievable when you look back at it, how it transpired. It's got to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How else would you explain it? Has anybody seen the Indians come back to reclaim their land anytime recently? No matter how much lip service the progressive world currently pays to colonizers and the colonized and the victimized. Canada's taking a shot at it, but they're overthrowing their entire economy if it all falls apart. And there's not enough people left to give it to. Miraculously, there are enough Jews left to be in Eretz Yisrael. They just don't like that fact. Yudbeis bezam titzad oretz. You tread the earth with fury. Be'af tadush goyim. With wrath, you trampled the nations. This, Rashi says, refers to the Shiva Amamin in Eretz Canaan, when we first came in to inherit them and kick them out. Yud Gimel, Yotzasa Leyesha Amecha. You went forth to rescue your people. Leyesha Es Meshichecha. To rescue your anointed one, your Mashiach. Now, we haven't gotten to the Mashiach yet, but Radak says that's exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about Gog Magog, talking about the future, the far-flung future. He insists that Mashiachecha is Mashiach ben David. Rashi and other more conventional commentators say that it's David HaMelech himself, or even Shaul and David HaMelech. They were both anointed as kings. Mochatzta Rosh mi base Rasha. You have crushed the head of the house of the wicked. Oros Yisod ad Tzavor Sela. Uncovering it from the foundation to the neck forever. The walls of their enemies. That's the neck, the strong neck, the height of the walls and the towers. Or troops up to their neck in violence, chaos, and dead bodies. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu is waging war on our behalf. Iron Dome is not quite so necessary. Piercing the head of the officers with their own spears. And that's going to happen to Bavel shortly at this time. Yadalad nakavta v'matav rosh perazov. Oh, there it is. You pierce the heads of his villages with his war clubs. with his own spears, with his own lances. So the enemy's officers are being killed by friendly fire. That refers, Rashi says, to Sancheirev during the tour of Jewish history. The heads of the towns, the castles, all the big shots, all the Gaiusha big shots who were so sure that they were destroying the Jewish people are being shot in the head with their own bullets. Yis'aru lahafitzeni. They storm to scatter me. So Rashi, again, sees this as part of Sancheirev. Radak sees this as Mashiach. But Aruach Sa'ara, Yisa'aru, is a whirlwind. So Sancheirev was going to scatter the nation of Israel into other lands, like a whirlwind scattering everything all around. That's what they came to try to do to my people. But not quite. Didn't work out the way they intended it to. Alitsu sam kamo le'achol oni ba'mistar. Their joy was when they could devour a poor one in secret. They want to scatter me and my poor people. When Mitzrayim is pursuing Klal Yisrael, B'nai Yisrael, in their flight from Egypt, they assumed that they were going to take them easily. There's a wonderful scene in the old movie, The Ten Commandments, from the 1950s, 1956, where Yul Brynner, Pharaoh, pulls up on his chariot, and they look down, sweeping at the sand dune to be able to go and sweep the Jewish people into the sea and return them to slavery. And it's a gloriously photographed moment because you see how easy it's going to be for them to win. And of course, that is the prelude to them being drowned in the Red Sea. So imagine that feeling among the pre-victorious people, at least they think they will be. And therefore, Tezvav darachta vayom susecha, you trampled in the sea with your horses, with your steeds, chomer mayim rabim, a heap of many waters. So you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, trampled them, and this is Yitzias Mitzrayim being referred to according to some of the Mefarshim. Radak says that it's Paro. Rashi continues to say it's Sancheirev. Many waters might be many heaps. Chamarim, chamarim, like by Yosef's dream. So every time a despot comes and is sure that he's going to have a quick and easy victory over the Jewish people, how were Hitler and the Germans doing by late 1945? Not so good. Not so good. Because it was all turned upon their own heads. And they took a heavy price from the Jewish people, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu had his vengeance, as he always promises to do.